This is Dr. Singh. I'm indicating from Pleasant View, Shiawassee County Medical Care Facility. Patient first name is Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L. Last name is Rob, R-O-B-B. Date of birth is 12-20-1965. Date of evaluation 11-7-2023. HPI history, page complaints, psychiatric evaluation to assess capacity to make informed medical decisions. History of present illness. This is a 57 years old male who was admitted to this facility on 10-29-2023 from Sparrow Hospital. Patient's chart indicates history of spinal stenosis and status post surgical aftercare. History of unspecified atrial fibrillation, autistic disorder, end-stage renal disease, polyneuropathy, obstructive sleep apnea, chronic pain, history of hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, major depression, history of attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, patient was calm and pleasant during my evaluation period. The report said that he is doing okay. He acknowledged that he came here after back surgery. Acknowledged feeling down at times, but denied any feelings of hopelessness or suicidal ideation. Period. He is on Lexapro 15 milligram once a day and has been taking it for quite some time. Period. He denied any paranoia, delusions, hallucinations. Period. He denied seeing a psychiatrist. Next patient knew that he's at Pleasant View. He knew it's November 7th and Joe Biden is the president and Gretchen is the governor of Michigan. He could recall three out of three objects immediately and after 3 minutes. He asked me if I knew Congressman quote Sam Singh unquote. Next paragraph, he reports that he lives with his mother. He talked about a younger brother and sister-in-law who are supportive of him. Peter reports that he was born in Indiana and reports that he used to do some kind of a job shredding papers. Next paragraph, he could not tell me what kind of medications he's taking and the nature of his medical problems. And his mother is generally helping him in making decisions. I spoke to a patient's mother who stated that patient had significant learning issues as a child and he was in special education classes. She stated that initially he was diagnosed with educably mentally retarded and reports that some psychologist suggested that he should live in an institution, period. Your mom reports that he was subsequently diagnosed with autism. Your mom acknowledged that patient has limited insight into his medical issues and she generally helps in decision-making process. Next paragraph. Under next paragraph, Mom reports that patient has been taking Lexapro for some time with good response. Peter, prior to that, he used to take Prozac and stated that he had some ritualistic and compulsive behaviors. Peter, he was also reported to be hyperactive as a child and was prescribed Ritalin. Next paragraph. Under review of systems, general non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal, back pain, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Prior number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, zero. Prior suicide attempts, no. Prior aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, highest grade, high school, current occupation, not working, relationship, single, number of children, none. Legal issues, none. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, recreational form, and chart, nursing, and phone call with patient's mother. Next paragraph. Under history and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph. Mental status examination, blood pressure 128 of 88, pulse 81, respiration 16. General appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait. Gait not tested, speech clear, mood euthymic, thought process intact, association with the normal. Thought content, no suicidal, homicidal ideation, perceptual disturbances, no evidence of ABH or psychosis. Next paragraph, orientation to person with a normal place, with a normal time, with a normal memory. Recent mildly impaired attention, impaired language with a normal fund of knowledge. Poor judgment and insight, poor. Next paragraph, sleep with a normal, appetite with a normal. Next paragraph, under medications, current medication, Lexapro 15 milligram once a day, MAR reviewed. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans. Autistic disorder F84.0, number two, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild F33.1, plans continue Lexapro as prescribed. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and side effects. Next paragraph, patient has limited insight into his overall medical conditions, current medications, and comma, risks and benefits of current medications. Peter, in my opinion, he lacks capacity to make informed medical decisions. However, he should be consulted in the decision-making process. Next paragraph. Under orders and procedures 99305, next paragraph, under supplemental administrative risk-benefit analysis, a common side effects of SSRI, next paragraph, risk-benefit statements. My medical determinations above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits of the recommended medication intervention given the current emotional suffering of the resident. End of dictation.